Monday morning, this is the day that kicks off National School Choice Week. This is the week that there are events planned nationwide to draw attention to the many, many choices that parents and their kids have when it comes to going to school. Joining us right now, the author of the School Choice Roadmap, Seven Steps to Finding the Right School for Your Child, and also the president and spokesman for National School Choice Week, Andrew Campanella. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. Just as sort of a way to frame this at the beginning, explain what schools of choice means.
Well, school choice means empowering parents to choose schools and learning environments that meet their children's needs. So school choice includes all the different options that parents have: traditional public schools, public charter schools, theme-based magnet schools, private and faith-based schools, online schools, and homeschooling.
And so this week is to draw attention to those options and help people make decisions for their kids, right?
Right. So the goal of National School Choice Week is to let parents know about all of the options they have, all different types of schools, so that parents can find schools that are a good fit for their kids, whether they're searching for their child's first school or if they want to find a new or different school for their daughter or son.
Seems like there are more choices now than ever before. I remember as a kid going to school, everybody went to public school. A few kids went to Catholic school. Other than that, that was pretty much what we had. Now we have charter schools. We have online schools. A lot of people opt for homeschooling. There are more choices now than there were before, aren't there?
There are, and we've seen a huge growth in the number of choices in the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and a third of American families now actively choose the schools their kids attend. Many of them choose traditional public schools. Some choose charter schools. Others choose magnet schools that focus on math, science, technology, and the arts. You have private schools, and there are more scholarship programs than ever to help families afford private schools. Of course, online schools with the advent of the internet and technology have become incredibly popular, and homeschooling continues to grow too. So we are living in an environment where more families have choices than they've ever had.
Of course, people in public education, though, say the problem with this is that it does put a strain on the money that's available to public education. They're forced to compete in a marketplace, if you will, with all these other options. What's your response to that, criticism of school choice?
Yeah, so what I would say to that is, first, when you look at school choice, a lot of the options that we're talking about, traditional public schools, charter schools, magnet schools, and online schools, they are all public sector schools. So you can have lots of different options within the public sector. You also have private education and homeschooling, which is on the private side of the education spectrum. What I would say about competing for students is it's not as much competition as it is personalization. Families deserve the opportunity to send their kids to schools where they will succeed, and it's unfair to require a family or a parent to send their child to a school that they know will not work for their child when another school could be built or already exists that will serve their child. We should have an education system that focuses on the needs of kids and providing as many kids as possible with an education that will help them succeed, and we should fund those choices.
How does Michigan compare with other states, Andrew, when it comes to school choice?
There are a lot of options for families in Michigan, many of them that I've mentioned before, but Michigan has a lot of great traditional public schools, some open enrollment options for families who want to choose schools outside of their zones or districts, many great charter schools, lots of online options, private schools, private scholarships to attend them, magnet schools, and of course homeschooling. So I would say Michigan is, if not the national leader in providing school choice options, definitely up there.
Where does your interest in this come from? How did you become such a proponent and advocate of school choice?
I went to traditional public schools my whole life. I had a great experience. My mom's a public school teacher. I got involved in education because I worked in a job about 15 years ago that helped recruit teachers for school districts. And I then went into another job that focused on empowering families with school choice options. And I learned so much from talking to parents and listening to their stories and understanding that one size really doesn't fit all. And as a result, I started working with School Choice Week, and now we're on our 10th year.
How about that? What do you want parents to know during this School Choice Week? If you could communicate anything to parents out there, what would it be?
Sure, two things. The first thing is that if you're looking for a different school for your child or your child's first school, never forget to trust your intuition. You as a parent know more about your child than anybody else on this planet, and you are more than qualified to choose your child's education. There's a lot of jargon out there, but you can cut through it, and once you do that, you'll be able to identify the right fit. Second thing I would tell parents is to start that process right now. Do not wait until the spring or the summer to look at different schools. If you want to make a change, start now, because if you start now, you'll have more options open to you.
All right. Where can people go for more information?
You can go to our website, and we have a guide to school choice in Michigan at schoolchoiceguide.com.
We will check it out. Andrew, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.